From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to expand its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter in Baghdad Wednesday held meetings with Iraqi officials and offered to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the Islamic State, including dispatching advisors and attack helicopters as Iraqi forces try to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi.
The United States is willing to do more to support the Iraqi security forces in that mission. I emphasize that to Prime Minister Abadi. I also emphasized to him that I was working with other coalition partners to get them to up their contributions.
He told the Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi, then retake the northern city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq, where they're training Iraqis battling the IS group. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, Wednesday called the situation in Burundi horrific and urged the U.N. to intervene to help quell political unrest and keep it from turning into yet another ethnic civil war.
As difficult as the conditions are for the Burundian people and as much as fear has gripped the capital and those other towns that have been marred by violence, there's something equally disturbing in a way going on, which is that there is no dialogue. And there's insufficient contingency planning. Many council members are very eager to see the pace of contingency planning by the UN accelerated.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned Burundi's on the brink of civil war that threatens the region. He's dispatching a special advisor to try to jumpstart a political dialogue, unrest sparked by the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. This is VOA News.